Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
1967, record low, 30 below in 1984. Last year's high was 22, the low was 12 below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:59 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time, 7:27. East to northeast winds at 7, making that wind chill around 35 below. Barometer at 30.46, and again, we have clear conditions and negative 18.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump marked the first day of his second term with a blizzard of executive orders, but it was a pardon for every person charged on January 6th that made the most immediate impact. Asked about pardoning people who were charged with assaulting law enforcement on that day, the president told reporters,
"I've been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
Other executive actions included declaring a national emergency at the southern border and ending birthright citizenship, but that's considered a constitutional guarantee. It's already prompted two lawsuits. A second straight day of dangerous winds expected in Southern California, prompting a second day of major fire warnings. For tens of millions more, it's dangerous cold. Snow in the south. Both major Houston airports closed today. And Ohio State beat Notre Dame to win college football's national championship 34-23. This is ABC News. Some of the most popular weight loss drugs around, including Ozempic and Wegovy, could help with all sorts of issues, says ABC's Rihanna and Ali.
The study found the drugs, approved by the FDA to treat obesity and diabetes, also reduce the risk for pneumonia, sepsis, infections, blood clotting, and liver cancer, to name a few. But researchers also found the drugs carried risks, including for gastrointestinal side effects, kidney stones, and inflammation of the kidneys and pancreas.
Federal investigators are stepping up a probe into reports of collisions involving Ford's hands-free driving technology. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were two deadly crashes last year involving vehicles using the Blue Cruise technology. This morning in London, opening statements in a trial pitting Prince Harry against British tabloids. He's suing Rupert Murdoch's papers, accusing them of illegally gathering sensitive information. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Boys basketball last night, it was Cuba City over River Valley, 67-54. Royal 66, Westby 49. Reedsburg 57, Edgewood 49. Wonewoc Center over Riverdale, 72-64. Girls basketball, it was Potosi-Cassville getting the win against Highland, 57-42. Also a victory for Fenimore over Southwestern, 53-42. 49. From the NBA, Charlotte 110, Dallas 105, Detroit beat Houston 107-96, Memphis over Minnesota 108-106, New York 119, Atlanta 110, Cleveland 118, Phoenix 92, Boston 125, Golden State 85, New Orleans won in overtime over Utah 123-119, and Chicago over the LA Clippers 112-99. College football, Ohio State can celebrate another title after holding off a Notre Dame comeback bid, and they walked away with a nail-biter 34-23 victory. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
An extreme cold warning in effect until noon today for wind chills at that 35 below range or colder. Plenty of sunshine, but frigid, a high of negative 1. For tonight, temperatures rising to the single digits, south winds 10 to 15, and a chance for some light snow showers overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 23 degrees. Right now, wind chills pretty strongly around 35 below zero. Winds around 8. The actual temperature is 18 below zero.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston. Other reminders, Richland County meal sites will be closed. There will not be any senior dining or home-delivered meals. In Grant County as well, where their meal sites are closed and the ADRC bus will not be held. The Grace office will be closed today. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. The Muscadet Public Library will be closed today as well. We're up to date. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of January. Tim McGraw, Tiny Dance here on WRCO Radio. As we get going today on this get-together, a Tuesday morning, 18 below zero at the WRCO studios. Kind of a chilly trip to Wanewalk Center last night for basketball action. And on the way, there was a little light snow as well. So it was very winter-like with sub-zero temperatures and that snow. The hills were white yesterday. So we did get just a trace of precipitation. And the old adage about, oh, it's too cold to snow, I don't think that's a real thing. I'm pretty sure it's not, anyway. So coming up, more details on today. We'll keep you posted here. We'll keep you updated. And we have lots of announcements. They're also on our WRCO homepage, too, if you might have missed our reading those to see if something may be canceled. But chances are, especially some of the early morning things, those are canceled. And we'll probably have a few from the business community today as well. As we get a little deeper into our day, here's Shane Miner.
My fair lane up on talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Tell them about Junior and his baseball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. Gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on the blocks, the holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Sitting on the porch on a cool night, our champagne and caviar, is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Tracy Byrd on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 19 minutes after 6.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew. He's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you. And there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun. But you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning?
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones, and What Time of Day on WRCO. Some warm thoughts for you there. We need something warm today. Maybe a hot Pop-Tart or something. I don't know. Whatever. I have to see what's in the old kitchen here at WRCO Radio. Breakfast of Champions. Coming up, news, weather, and sports at 6:30, and we'll look at those weather announcements again. Here's Lone Star.
You got your feet squeezed into heels that hurt, 'cause they go with the job and they go with the skirt. You gotta look good when you're out there climbing ladders. You go above and beyond and then way beyond that. You do it all, yeah, you wear every hat, hoping someone that matters will realize you matter. Just be you. You're with me. Girl, you got nothing to prove. You got nothing to prove. I'll pick up some takeout. We can just hang out. Levi's and wine, blankets and lights down. Lay your head right here on my shoulder and just be.
That's Group Lone Star on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. In the meantime, we have dipped another degree, 19 degrees below zero.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost. So you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and time now for a news update sponsored by Quartz and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a bit of sunshine and a high of 1 below zero. West to southwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, rising temperatures to the single digits with a 30% chance of light snow. Right now in Richland Center with some dangerous wind chills down there around 35 below this morning. The actual reading is negative 19.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
I'm Phil Nee with news. School is closed to the area districts, including Richland, with St. Mary and Eagle included in that announcement, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca, Steuben, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Weston all have closed school today. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills continue across the Badger State for a time yet today. The National Weather Service on Monday issued an extreme cold warning for today, except for counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Classes canceled in school districts for pretty much around the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors, as frostbite and hypothermia are real risks in conditions like this. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan will be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking on Monday, the Madison Democrat says he's heard concerns from residents going into President Trump's second term. Pocan says the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. He also wants to oust sitting Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee from his first term. Pocan says he has caused chaos at the USPS and needs to go. The DeForest Village Board could vote today to remove fluoride from the community's drinking water.
The village's Public Services Committee voted 5-2 in favor of removing the mineral last month. Some members of the village board argue keeping fluoride in the drinking water isn't safe and say the village can save money by not having to replace aging equipment needed to add fluoride to water. Fluoride has been in drinking water across the country for more than 75 years and is shown to reduce tooth decay, and its use is backed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources is asking you to consider a donation when filling out your tax forms. Natural Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Feldkircher says it's a great way to help the rare plants, animals, and natural places in Wisconsin. Feldkircher says each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. Remembering a national champion gymnast Saturday night, the gymnastics team at UW-Whitewater celebrated Kara Welsh Night during their first home meet of the season. The 21-year-old Welsh, who was a 2023 national champion in the vault, was shot and killed at an off-campus apartment this past August. The man accused in her death, 23-year-old Chad Richards, has pleaded not guilty to a first-degree intentional homicide charge. After the competition, Welsh's family was presented with an academic certificate for Kara, and donations were made to a scholarship in her honor. Little Eagle Roundup in the Weston School District will be held Monday, January 27th, from 8 until 4. Little Eagle Roundup is a chance for Weston School District professionals to meet with and screen students who will be age 3 or 4 by August 31st. Educational professionals will speak with the students to identify the students' preparedness for school and identify possible areas of need. Based on the screening, parents and students will be given suggestions and tips and how to help their student be ready for school. Parents may call Tammy Reese at the high school office to set up an appointment for their child's screening at 608-983-2380, extension 210, also with questions about the Little Eagle Roundup in the Weston School District. Sunday afternoon, a woman lost her life in a fatal crash at approximately 3:50. The Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a single-vehicle crash in the area of U.S. Highway 12 and Groth Road in the town of Sumter. Deputies, fire, and EMS responded to the scene. Upon arrival, a deputy located the vehicle and its two occupants off the roadway in a wooded area. The operator, a 39-year-old female from Dubuque, Iowa, was deceased, and a juvenile passenger was trapped inside with serious injuries. The passenger was freed from the vehicle and transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it is believed that excessive speed was a contributing factor in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Sauk City Fire Department, Sauk Prairie Ambulance, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A new IRS Direct File program is available to Wisconsin taxpayers. Direct File is a free IRS program that offers a safe and secure way for eligible Wisconsin taxpayers to file federal income tax returns electronically. Direct File integrates seamlessly with WisTax, DOR's free online tax preparation software for filing Wisconsin state taxes. Both platforms are fast, secure, easy to use, and mobile friendly. Direct File automatically imports the verified information from your federal return to WisTax, eliminating the need to complete W-2s, 1099s, and additional forms twice. Not only does this save time, it reduces the likelihood of errors, making it among the fastest refund options available. Direct File is available to many taxpayers, but it's important to check your eligibility and register first. Visit the IRS Direct page at irs.gov/filing/IRS for more information. The individual income tax filing season begins January 27th.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Today's forecast calls for a high temperature of 1 degree below zero. Tonight's forecast, expecting temperatures to rise, a 30% chance of some light snow showers after midnight. Just a dusting is expected. It is very cold with that wind chill right around 36, 37 below. The actual air temperature is 19 below zero. And if you're wondering about a record, well, we're not going to come close to that one today. 30 below zero set in 1984. For the 21st of January. Here's a look at some weather announcements today. School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston. Richland County and Grant County meal sites will be closed. There will not be home-delivered meals. In Grant County, the ADRC bus will not be held. The Grace office is closed today. Also, bingo at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be held. Muscadet Public Library is closed for today. Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution is postponed until Wednesday. And those are some reminders on this frigid day in southwest Wisconsin, where again it is 19 below zero.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. We'll look back at high school sports from last night. The Badgers get set for a big one tonight on the West Coast as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Wanawak Center won a boys' basketball game over Riverdale last night. That score was 72-64. The game was one of just a few played because of the extreme cold weather. The Chieftains led by 10 at one point before the Wolves came back to lead 38-37 at halftime. The Wolves kept the scoring going in the second half while Riverdale went on a cold streak. In the end, Wanawak Center won the game by 8, their first win of the season. Cam Tellefson led all scorers with 35 points for the Wolves. Riverdale sophomore Bevan Dennis had the hot hand with 19 in the first half on the way to 32 for the game. Sophomore Owen Blankenship scored 20 as well. Riverdale won the JV game 59-51 over the Wolves. In other action, River Valley on the road lost at Cuba City 67-54. Royal over Westby 66-49. And Reedsburg over Edgewood 57-49. Girls basketball, Fenimore got by Southwestern 53-49, Belmont 55-42 over River Ridge. Potosi-Cassville beat Highland 57-42, Schulzberg over Benton 68-25, and Argyle-Pecatonica 66-57 over Blackhawk. Church League volleyball matches canceled last night and tonight due to the extreme cold. Volleyball matches will be made up on February 10th and 11th before the start of the tournament. The Wisconsin Badgers are one of the biggest movers in this week's college basketball poll. The rankings from USA Today Sports place Coach Greg Gard's team at number 19. UW was outside the top 25 last week, but picked up two impressive Big Ten wins. Marquette dropped, but is still in the top 10 at number 10. The Golden Eagles were upset by Xavier last time out. Both Wisconsin and Marquette are in action this evening. The Badgers go for their eighth straight victory with a stop in Los Angeles tonight to take on UCLA. Coach Greg Gard credits his team's depth.
We are very selective and intentional on how we put the team together, that have depth across the board at each spot and not have too much of something and not enough of another. So we're not dependent on one specific guy or two specific guys in that case. So, and then they've grown. And that's a credit to the players and our staff. They've grown and gotten better. We're still trending upward, which we need to continue to do.
The Badgers tip off at 8:30 tonight on the West Coast. Marquette tries to rebound from its upset loss to Xavier when it visits Seton Hall for a Big East Conference game coming up this evening. Ohio State can celebrate another title after holding off a Notre Dame comeback bid to walk away with a nail-biter of a 34-23 victory over the Fighting Irish. Will Howard hit big play receiver Jeremiah Smith for 56 yards on a late 3rd and 11 to lock down a game that had been a laugher, then turned into something else. Trailing 31-7, Notre Dame scored two touchdowns and two two-point conversions to make it a one-score game late in the fourth quarter. But Howard's big throw to Smith set up a field goal that started the celebration in earnest. Ohio State won its sixth title and its first since the 2014 season. That's an update on sports for this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Subway station.
It's 10 stories to my desk in the smorgasbord.
Steve Warner on WRCO Radio. Hank Bray just wallered in. I hadn't seen him for a long time since our excursion to Wonniwoc last night, but he's coming in with all kind of warm thoughts and about a half hour away from Quizzy Poo. That's what stinks. Everybody else gets school canceled, and I got to go to school, but oh well, that's the way it goes.
Zone.
Hopefully it has a heat hauser today. That would be, one of the prerequisites. The Mighty Alice or the Farm All Super C, they don't have. So I doubt I'll be out riding them around. But again, I've got a bare yard. I could mow if I wanted to, but I probably won't. And the old Alice got the blade on it, but really haven't needed to plow any snow recently either. It would be cold, though. Your old chore gloves are going to stick to the steering wheel this morning. Winds around 8 to 9 miles per hour, making that wind chill around 37 to 38 below zero. The actual reading is minus 19.
Good morning. This is Andy from Mercury Livestock Bridge. Here are mark results from January 20th. We had 210 head today. A little light because of the cold weather. 8 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers 177 to 187, choice Holstein steers 167 to 176, and select non fish steers and heifers 166 and down. 73 head of slaughter cows day, top 20% bring 117 to 130, the middle 60, 87 to 116, and the bottom 20%, 86 and down. 5 bulls day, most bulls 124 to 151. 115 head of calves day, the top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 550 to 760. Quality Holstein heifer calves 310 and down. Quality beef calves 400 to 980, and the light poor quality calves 100 down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. Already getting a good lineup started. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great day.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston. We have just heard from VARC. VARC routes will operate 2 hours late today. That is in the city and in the rural areas as well. VARC routes are operating 2 hours behind schedule. Be aware of that. Meal sites closed in Richland and Grant County today because of the extreme cold weather. Muscadet Public Library is not open, and the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution is postponed until Wednesday. That will be from 4 until 6 at the Viola Municipal Building at 106 West Wisconsin Street. So I believe we are up to date. Just kind of have to think about warm thoughts as you head out and about today. Warm thoughts of lying on the Willow Creek beach in the summertime.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice. And kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Put a little bit on my left shoulder.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Put a little bit right here.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear. Say the things I want to hear. Make me know your love is strong. And rub it in, rub it in.
Crash Craddock and rub it in there. Yes, indeed. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock. And this news update from ABC is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. Your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee.